Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And, Hal, I'm going to continue to tell the folks what they're not hearing on the fake news media out there because, you know, we don't, you know, what's going on in Ukraine is horrible. And the reason is innocent people are being killed, like always in war. The problem is that you're not getting the truth. You know, we're not getting the truth. We have people over there. In fact, I got a letter. If I can find that letter, I stuck in my pocket. And it was, maybe I can find it here. Well, I'll have to get it. Okay, wait a minute. Here it is. This is a letter, and this is, goes right along with what we've been saying here. It says, a blessing and all thanks for your radio ministry. You speak the truth compared to others. Well, I hope you speak the truth, period. Especially on Ukraine. My wife came from there, and they have been to war since 2014 when Obama and Soros helped an insurrection remove a democratically elected president. Well, remember, we talked about that. That's exactly what happened. Obama and Biden and that woman that was involved in there, they removed, there was a coup. And they had a president was elected, a Democratic elected president, and they removed him with at least 4,000 civilian children have been killed by the Ukraine government army. He's talking about what we're going to be talking about here in a minute, because there's a group over there of the Nazis. The Nazis have a group, and we'll talk about them here in just a second. But anyhow, he goes on to say, let me see. Over 4,000 civilian and children have been killed by the Ukraine government army since 2014 with no aid or help from USA or any other country except Russia. No one cared. My wife's family and farm were attacked. They were robbed by the Nazi forces. Yet, it is true, Nazis supported by Ukraine's and USA as division in their military. See, you're not supposed to be hearing this, folks. This stuff is not supposed to be getting out. Please pray for the salvation and health of my wife and daughter, which we did that today. And that's from Mike. Mike, we did that this morning. We did pray for him. Okay, now, here. Zelensky was offered a peace deal, but chose war instead. Media blackout. Now, here, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is using his well-honed acting skills to perform for the camera and convince the world that his country is the innocent victim of a barbarous invasion by Russian forces. Well, you know, you can't deny that the Russians invaded them, right?
Right.
Now, the mainstream media is not telling the world the whole story. They never do. Yesterday, it was revealed that the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered Zelensky a brokered peace deal only days before Russia launched its special military operations in Ukraine in February 24th. But Zelensky, who is one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, turned down the deal that would have maintained peace. Instead, he chose war. Klaus Schwab is as evil as George Soros. And by the way, it was George Soros that was behind putting him in there, okay? This may end up as being one of the most extraordinary revelations of the entire conflict so far. One of the main grievances Russia's had with Ukraine was the fact that it was being groomed for NATO membership, a national security risk with Moscow deemed as completely unacceptable. Via the truth seeker, it turns out that Scholz was in the process of brokering a deal and told Zelensky during his visit to the Munich Security Conference on February 19th that Ukraine should renounce its NATO aspirations and declare neutrality as a part of a wider European security deal between the West and Russia, and that the pact would be signed by Mr. Putin and Mr. Biden, who would jointly guarantee Ukraine's security. Incredibly, Zelensky rejected the offer to make a concession by declaring NATO neutrality and thus avoid a war with Russia, and claimed that Putin could not be trusted to uphold such an agreement. He might have a point there, huh?
Yeah,
and that
sure.
Most Ukrainians wanted to join NATO. You know what? I believe Putin over Joe Obama Biden. And I mean, and believe me, I don't trust Putin. The revelation really exposes two key points.
Let me know if I'm wrong, but
firstly,
I heard that if Ukraine became part of NATO, they'd get the right to put missiles and Putin warned them years ago, if you put missiles next to our border, there's going to be trouble, you know. And when you look at the Cuban crisis, what sparked that? Okay, there's missiles that came into Cuba, and John F. Kennedy said, if you don't get those missiles out of there, we're going to come down there and get them out ourselves. And he would have done it because he said that, you know, even though Cuba's 90 miles away, that, you know, those missiles would be right on our border and a constant threat to America. And nobody had a problem with Kennedy saying that and everything. We had a right to protect ourselves. Well, Putin is doing the same thing with the Ukraine. He told them, don't join the NATO, because if you do, I know you want to put those missiles right next to our border, and there's going to be problems. And now everybody, you know, gets mad because Putin, you know, even warned them, and they forced his hand, is what they did. That's the way I believe, you know, what happened. They didn't have to, you know, provoke him like they did, you know, with those threat of missiles and everything if they joined NATO. And NATO is a one-world country. I mean, they want a one-world government. The United Nations wants a one-world government. NATO wants a one-world government. Putin does not want a one-world government. In fact, somebody said one time, is there any comparison between Putin and Trump? And the only comparison I can think of is neither one of these guys are one-worlders. Neither one of those guys are globalists. But the Ukraine, NATO, and UN, and the Vatican are all globalist people.
Yeah. Well, Hungary is not globalist either. They had an election there, and with all the interference by the West, their president won. I had that article; it's a really good article. And let me see if I can find it very quickly. But anyhow, so there's a few countries out there that want to stay out of United Nations. Like everything else, has got totally corrupt. It could, you know, at one time it was a good thing, but now it's become totally corrupted. This whole one world order, new world order, is the Antichrist world system. Let me read this article. Firstly, that as head of state, Zelensky is either grossly incompetent or completely reckless to needlessly place his country on the path to war with its neighbor. Secondly, it indicates the level of control that Washington has over his government, as he is being advised at every step of the way by the U.S. State Department and CIA. It's no secret that the U.S. and the U.K. have been engaging on Kyiv to fight NATO's war with Russia. They've been egging on Kyiv to fight NATO's war with Russia on their behalf, even if that means placing Kyiv into an unwinnable position where it may end up having its armed forces completely destroyed, and Ukraine losing even more territory than already has. Maybe Zelensky could have defused tensions 6 months ago by disavowing NATO aspirations and declaring Ukraine a neutral state. Such a declaration would certainly be welcomed by Russia today. But in the light of the West's continued proxy war against Moscow and the U.S. and the U.K.-led campaign to cancel Russia from the global economic and financial system, as well as media, culture, and sport, then it's safe to say that these things have not moved on considerably from being just as NATO issues. There you go.
Right. I forgot to include the communist government that's leading this country right now. They're globalists, Biden and all his crew. They're one-worlders, and so, you know, that's why they're against, Russia and for the Ukraine, too.
Okay, here's an article. This is why I'm giving this, because you're not going to get it out there. Then the fake news media will not bring. They will, whatever they are told, whatever lie they're told to tell, they will tell. They will simply follow orders. And I mean, whatever it is, they walk in lockstep. They walk in lockstep. And, well, let me just read this article. This is by Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor of Intel Drop. It's titled, Ukraine's Nazi Legions, A Real Threat to America and the World. Now, this is interesting, Hal. Have you not heard that all of a sudden Merrick Garland has come out and said it's the white supremacists, American Nazis, they're America's biggest threat. So what are they telling you? Again, this is deep state. This is exactly false flag stuff. They're going to, remember, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing, right? Remember there in South Carolina was a Charleston where that guy ran up that woman over and killed her. And when he was supposed to have the white supremacists were supposed to have their rally and burn, loot, and murder. And Antifa showed up to fight against them. Well, we had people that were there and they said they were coming in on the same buses. That was all staged. That was all staged and promoted by the fake news media. And because we had people there, and they were calling and saying, listen, these people are getting off the same bus. They're coming in on the same bus. And they were getting paid something like $1,500 a piece to go and do that, okay? Now, here, let me get into this article here. Self-proclaimed political scientists give us definitions of Nazism. A real definition is quite different and easily discerned. Nazism is a falsely deemed political movement typically organized and controlled by criminal elites. Nazism is based on black propaganda formulas that exploit ethnic, racial, and class hatreds to weaponize population sectors that are conditioned by broad control of media employed to induce generalized fear. I would say that's probably a good definition. Would you say so?
Right. Yeah, I would.
Here in the U.S., the government is, after years of blissful ignorance, beginning to recognize the fundamental threat of Nazism and its incompatibility with elected governments and personal freedoms. I think they're promoting it. Remember, they're always doing the opposite of what they say. Nazism is practiced as a cult that attracts the ignorant, the fearful, and the hate-filled. In order to support the growth of Nazism, for reasons we will look into, certain governments, the U.S. and most NATO allies, but others as well, as such as Brazil, have built their foreign policies around support for generalized injustice. The Ukraine war has brought about a reassessment of the war on Yugoslavia, for NATO destroys Yugoslavia, then spends two decades destroying the radical Islamists it destroyed Syria to save. But the real issue is the love affair Democratic President Joe Bama Biden has for Nazis in Ukraine. Well, that's what I told you. There you go. Here it is. While defending the administration from Azov-affiliated organizations inside the U.S. There you go. Some say Biden is suffering from dementia, but most likely diagnosis is schizophrenia from NATO-funded billing cat. And so here, again, these are Nazis here, right in the U.S. And the Azov over there in the Ukraine, they have staged all kinds of things. In fact, there's an article here that I have. Okay, Ukrainian nationalist units in Odessa now wearing, listen, flash, Ukrainian nationalist units in Odessa now wearing Russian uniforms expect civilians to be slaughtered. Now, listen, we're not saying the Russians are great guys, but we're going to tell you both sides. This is not what you're hearing on the news, folks. What is taking place? That country has been so corrupted. Deputy representative of the Russian Federation military of Ukraine, and this is what we're hearing. In fact, I'm going to get some people that just got out of Ukraine and came here on here. The Russian Federation military of Ukraine dressed in the uniform of the Russian Federation for provocation seen in Odessa. There you go. This is an article by Gordon Duff, senior editor. Gordon Duff is a Marine combat veteran of the Vietnam War. He is a disabled veteran and has worked on veterans and POW issues for decades. Gordon is an accredited diplomat and generally accepted as one of the top global intelligence specialists. He manages the world's largest private intelligence organization and regularly consults with governments challenged by security issues. Okay. Duff has traveled extensively and published around the world and a regular guest on TV, radio, and more than several countries. He's also trained. He's also a trained chef, a wine enthusiast, and motorcyclist, and gunsmith, specializing in historical weapons and restoration. So here, this Gordon Duff is the one that wrote this article, and he heads up the largest private intelligence organization in the world. And so that's where this article came from, right here. So there you go. We talked about the other day, last week, about the U.S. general that was caught in Russia. He was heading up this Azov, or he was training them, and he was captured. So you didn't hear that. Well, when we reported on that, we said at that time it had not been verified, but since then it has been verified. Here's another one. Ready? Intel drop, Ukraine's Nazi legions, a real threat to America in the world. Already did that one. Okay, so now we're going to switch over here. Ready for this? This says by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. We are facing a global coup that involves both civil societies and the church. The article is written by Joe Hoft. He says, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano was on the Canale Italia TV. I can't believe they put him on there. I can't believe the Pope allowed him to go on there, okay? And he shared his observations on what's going on in this world. Below are some of Archbishop's key observations about the church and political leadership of today. Let's see what he has to say. He's been right on a number of things. This guy has been right on. We are facing a global coup that involves both civil society and the church. Both are infiltrated and controlled by characters who use their power and authority that derives from it, not for the purpose of these institutions they govern, but in order to destroy them. The crisis of authority must be denounced because the action of those who have reached the highest levels of leadership, both of nations and of the church, is subversive and a criminal act. Well, you got to say he's 100% right there, don't you?
Yeah, right.
When asked about the efforts to create a global religion and whether it is homicide or suicide for the Holy Church, Pagano shared, both. On one hand, the corrupt party of the hierarchy, which is, for the sake of brevity, I call deep church, since it's subservient to Satan, hates the church as the mystical body of Christ and intends to kill her, just as it happened to the church's head. But we know that just as Christ has risen, so his mystical body will be resurrected after a passion. So, yes, those who deserve the devil carry out a murderous operation. Those that serve the devil carry out a murderous operation, however crazy and doomed for failure. Now, okay, I remember, in Salt Lake City, Utah, 2015. They had the World Religious Organization met. They had a conference from the World Religious, which was housed in New York. But anyhow, they met there. And at that point, I remember the Pope saying that if we are going to have a one-world government, we must have a one-world church, too. And that's what he said. You had all the world heads of the world religions, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Catholics. They were all there. And so the Pope made that statement. This current Pope has run a lot of people out of the Roman Catholic Church, I can tell you that.
You know, in Revelation 17:5, it refers to it as Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. And so that's what the one world government, church is referred to as a harlot.
Yeah. Well, the World International Council of Churches for years was negotiating or had with the Vatican about if they become one to join up the world, and that's your, you know, all of the, you know, apostate churches out there would gather and become one church. And, of course, that would leave very few of us left, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure.
But that's what the Bible teaches.
Before that.
Well, you know, that's what the Bible teaches, though. That's what the Lord Jesus said. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. The vast majority of those with church have apostatized. Okay. Here. Joe Biden says Putin is committing genocide and trying to wipe out the idea of being a Ukrainian, then sends another $800 million in U.S. weapons to the Ukraine. Joe Biden is an evil man. He is evil and wicked to the core. This guy, you cannot get any more wicked than him. He wants to increase as much abortion as you can possibly have, euthanasia as you can possibly have. He wants to divert money from the Veterans Association and send money and doctors, take them away from treating the veterans and put that money to illegal aliens. He's bringing illegal aliens into this country, and the idea when they get enough of them and they fly them to all of these different cities at night, and the idea is when the word comes, burn down the city, they are to be obedient to the Democratic Communist Party command. That's what's going on. So
you think anybody that was foolish enough to vote Democrat and get Biden and the Communist Party in is waking up yet with the terrorists coming across the border and illegal aliens and the crime rate spiking and the inflation and gas going sky through the roof and everything and people getting to where they're not able to drive their cars anymore? Do you think even the dumbest of Democrat voters are starting to wake up yet, or do you think it's an impossible thing?
Well, the dumbest of them aren't waking up. That's why they're the dumbest of them. But there are those that are leaving in large numbers the Democratic Communist Party. And, you know, a lot of them, they don't really care. Although I do know a number of them that were in there that said, well, you know, I don't agree with our party's platform on abortion. I think it's wrong, but I'm willing to compromise, which they do. But now, in fact, there's been a number of Democrats that have actually decided to run and replace school board members. That now that they're actually speaking out because, you know what? They don't want their children being molested by the public education. They don't want their children learning CRT or, all of this, what is it, the 1619? And so a lot of them now are starting to awaken. Yeah, we are seeing quite a few awakening, and you're starting to see a number of Democrats that are changing. They're switching over to Republican or independents. So that is good. But anyhow, here's a good article here. And this is true. President Donald Trump investigated more than Billy the Kid, Jesse James, and Al Capone. Another article by Joe Hoft. Oh, boy. And I'm looking at the this past weekend where he was. Where was he this past weekend? Was it Michigan? Where was he? Anyhow, I'm looking at pictures of it. You talk about a huge, huge crowd come out. President Trump released a statement this evening about the obvious monsters have taken over our country. They certainly have taken over our Department of Justice. That's exactly right. We've been telling you that. We do not have, there is no independent Department of Justice. It's a part, it's a branch now of the Democratic Communist Collective. And again, Merrick Garland, he's the yes man. He's one of Obama's yes men in there. And he, it's as corrupt can get. I don't think it could get any more corrupt than it is. I don't think it's possible. Now, they certainly have taken over the Department of Justice. America has a justice system that is crooked and two-tiered. Boy, this is exactly right. It goes on to say, Democrats like Obama can give billions of taxpayers' dollars to terrorists. Oh, by the way, did you see that Obama or Joe Biden, not only did he give, what is it, $85 billion worth of our arms over to the Taliban to be used against us. He just gave them, since then he's given them another $1 billion. Another billion of our tax fees.
It gets beyond insanity.
Yeah. Democrats like Obama can give billions of taxpayers' dollars to terrorist leaders. They ran Iran and gun cartels on the southern border. Yeah. Yeah, Obama or Joe Biden is working hand in hand with the drug smugglers, the drug cartels, and the human traffickers. And we're the only ones out there that's, well, not the only ones. You've got Alex Jones and Stu Peters, and there's a number of us, but we're it. The what they call the mainstream media, I'm going to tell you, it's unbelievable how they are, what they are willing to do, how they are willing to lie to stay
like
in Luxton.
Terrorists running the government of this country. That's what it comes down to. You got these guys that, you know, a lot of people say, I don't know how Biden could be so dumb to do this. He's not doing it because he's dumb. Even these talk show hosts, the local talk show hosts will be talking about how dumb he is and stuff like that. He's not doing what he's doing because he's dumb. This is all planned to destroy this country. We got terrorists in the government of this country every day planning on what they're going to do to destroy this country more than it's been destroyed already, especially quickly as they can, you know, because they can't, like you said, they can't wait for a fair election to come in because they'd be out the door. They've got to ruin this country beyond repair as fast as they can. And that's what everything that's going on right now is all about.
Well, you know, when we played that clip about a year ago, we talked about where the Chinese leaders were speaking to a huge crowd of Chinese college students, and they were saying that we have placed our people in the top positions in America. We own America. This is what they were saying. And, of course, they own the Biden crime family. The Biden crime family was owned. They got so much money from the Chinese government, okay? And so his job, as Joey's job, was to get in there and reduce America to third world status, reduce us down to third world status. And that's exactly what he's been working on. From the day he got on there, he is out to destroy this country. And, boy, we can't take another year of him. He will reduce us to Venezuela. He goes on in this article, says, Democrats like Obama gave millions of taxpayers' dollars to terrorists. Leader, Iran and guns to cartels, the southern border. Just what I just said. The Taliban can be gifted billions in arms, airplanes, ammunition, millions of instances of voter fraud go unpunished. Nothing happens to the villains on the left who disregard our laws while destroying this great country. That's exactly right. We have no idea who is running the current government. Those in power keep this hidden. They're all a bunch of liars. Everyone around the world knows Joe Biden can't find his way to the bathroom. Who is running America? Whosoever is doing it illegally. Will they be punished for their crimes? Obama, Soros, or China? Obama, Soros, or China? All three running this country. But one man stands up to the goons aligned with the DOJ and the Democratic Party, dishonest big media, big tech, and the World Economic Forum, and China, and he's punished. To hell with American people, freedom, free and fair elections, and love for the country. This man must be punished. The man is President Trump. The monsters who deny freedom, justice, God, and beauty, mankind, are after him. He shows the world that we are the majority and we are free, and we will never give up our freedom. Like William Wallace in the movie Braveheart, we scream for freedom. We'll be back right after this.
Stillness filled the heavens on crucifixion day. Some say it rained, I don't know if it's true. Well, I can just imagine 10,000 angels cry. That would seem like rain to me and you. Angels all stood ready to take him from the tree. They waited for the words from his voice. And when he asked the Father, why hast thou forsaken me? They watched the Savior die of his own choice. I've never seen 10,000 angels cry, but I'm sure they did as they stood by and watched the Savior die.
Julie Daynard, she sang that song in our church, and that's a beautiful, beautiful song. And sure wasn't John McTernan, huh? So,
He's going to get back at you for that. You know that.
I know. I'll probably hear about it tomorrow. For the folks out there that don't understand that, it's a long story, but McTernan likes to pick on my singing. Anyhow, let's take some calls. We have Dolly in Texas. Hey, Dolly.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor Sanders.
That's me.
On this past Thursday, on the 7th, I think it was, you had a man on there that was answering a lot of medical questions. And I didn't get a chance to get his name or a number or anything, and I was wondering if he may have a book or he may have a number that I could call to get his.
Yeah, that's Dr. Peter Glidden. Yeah, and he has written several books.
Okay.
And the main one that, he's written two, Everybody's Sick and I Know Why, and another one is Attempt to Cure. If you want those books, I'll tell you what you do.
Okay.
Write this phone number down.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 440.
440, okay.
338.
338.
1367.
1367.
Call there tomorrow afternoon and tell one of the ladies that you'd like to get that book, and they'll get you one.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Thank you.
All righty. God bless.
Alrighty.
Who did you say we had next there?
Cliff and Bo.
Okay, we got Bo. Bo, you're in the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Pastor? How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you, Bo?
Long time listener since 90 and supporter. Just want to give you a couple of tidbits here that you may or may not know. You do realize that Mr. Putin is buddy-buddy with Klaus Schwab. They've been at dinners together up until just recently. also Henry Kissinger is his mentor, and they get together for dinners constantly. So I think Mr. Putin is doing a number like the old Soviet Union. I'm being Ukrainian, understanding the old Soviet Union and how they would classify anybody a Nazi that was a patriotic person, because if they placed you over there and you believed in God, country, and God, and they would call you a Nazi over there, just like
they're calling
us Nazis here. So Ukraine has no right to stand up for itself, in essence. So whatever, it's not Mother Russia. Kiev is the mother of, the Russians didn't exist as the name Russia until the 16th century. They were Moscovites in the 13th century, and they attacked Kiev back then. So we have a long history, and we've been murdered by Russians for 400-something years. And you're talking about the Donetsk and the Luhansk regions, you had people after the fall of the Soviet Union come in there and swamp that area because that's where all the jobs were. So all these Russians moved into the area after that. So now they're Russian-speaking. And it's another misnomer I've heard you say, that Russian-speaking. Everybody had to speak Russian because the official language had to be Russian, and you weren't even allowed to speak Russian, Ukrainian in Ukraine. So all these things are not quite as you're portraying them. They are not that way. And I know that Zelensky is a pawn of Mr. Soros, but the whole point is the Ukrainian people have to fight the Russians first at the moment, and then they're going to have to fight the New World Order after that in order to achieve their independence, because they were promised protection in the Budapest Accords, and Russia promised its safety. Now, that's the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Now, are you from the Ukraine, Poe?
I'm first generation. My dad was, and he fought in the underground there.
I just read a letter from some people that came from the Ukraine, and that letter I just wrote. I'll read it to you again. My wife is from Ukraine. They have been to war since 2014. Let me see. I'll just jump down here. It says they robbed our family. We were robbed. We were attacked. We were beaten. All of this stuff. And so here, are you telling me that they're not telling the truth?
Now, I'm not saying that there aren't incidences, because in war there are incidences left and right, because every uniform is donned by the other side in order to trick the other side. And
yeah,
about the,
well, that's
the
true.
What about the non-uniformed Russians that came in to start that conflict that really isn't a conflict over there? All that is they want the rare earths, they want the oil, and they want the minerals over there. That's what that greedy SOB of a Putin is all about. That's what he is all about. Now, he may be getting played by the World Economic Forum people. Maybe, you know, he figured, you know, because we have such a weakling president that he could take all of Ukraine. Maybe he said, remember when Joe said, oh, we can just take a little sliver of it. A little incursion wouldn't be bad. So
I hear you. Listen, but I got callers. So I'm going to have to move on. But listen, believe me, Putin is not my hero by any means. All right. And but I'm just reading articles coming from both sides, because all you hear is whatever the narrative is on the fake news media, and that's why we're here. So thanks for calling. Let's go to Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hello. This doesn't relate. I'm not relating this to war. I'm relating this more to the vaccine. But Hitler said, and Gerbil coined the phrase, make the lie big, keep it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they'll believe it. You know, safe and effective, safe and effective. But I just want to ask you and Hal about one verse that relates possibly to the study, which is Psalm 10, verse 7.
Okay. Do you have your Bible there, Hal? Psalm 10, okay, verse 7.
Psalm 10, verse 7.
His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. I say, there you go. Now, this Joe Biden's been prophesied all the way back to Psalms. You know? But
yeah, the requirements again, the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just exactly the way it is. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. That's one of the problems we have today. You know, I mean, it's gotten really bad, and not just even the Democrats, even Donald Trump lets loose every now and then, you know, with offensive language. But you're hearing it more and more from people. You know, these young people are using the F word just unbelievable how the morals have been diminished. You're hearing it everywhere. Now, and sometimes they'll even slip on, the fake media out there, and it'll come out. Of course, one time, one got by us here. We just didn't pick it up out of the, but that's, in 50 years, it's the only time that word has gotten by us, okay? Because we always are ready to. I got the guys with their hand on the button. But anyhow,
yeah,
so that's what it means.
Like the media is just totally, like I said, it's like they're not even trying to be accurate.
Yeah. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. That reminds me of the abortion industry. Yep.
Well, they target the poor people. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Hal.
I'd like to say something in regards to the caller before Cliff. In comparison, like with Vietnam, they said we didn't fight in Vietnam to win. Our leaders had us over there because the longer we stayed there and fought, the more money they made off that war with kickbacks from the arms dealers and selling oil over there to, you know, our side was even selling oil to the North Vietnamese to put in their trucks to use against us. I've heard a lot of Marines saying they came back and just all kinds of ways that, you know, that the politicians were making money off the blood spilt by our own people. And I think behind closed doors, like you got the Ukraine and Russia and America and everything, and Biden and all that, I think behind closed doors, it's a lot like Vietnam. The leaders of these countries get together and figure out how they're going to make a ton of money off a fake Cold War where, you know, their own people get slaughtered and killed and everything else like that. But in the end, they're going to be a lot more prosperous, and they're going to be moved, you know, they're all going to move to closer to, you know, getting everybody to accept a one world government. The UN will probably come in and then, you know, declare a set up government out of which the Antichrist will, you know, eventually come. But it's like us against them as far as the people of a country, the common people. Their enemy is actually their own political leaders. And, you know, and like I said, these leaders get together with other leaders behind closed doors and figure out how they're going to use their own people as pawns to fight each other in a cold war and get incredibly rich off it and move toward more control over the area after it's all over. That's what I really think.
Well, Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, and a number of the generals out there, the real patriotic Americans. I remember him saying, "You're one of your biggest dangers is the military-industrial complex," and you're absolutely right. And a lot of these people out there today, if you take a look at these politicians like Nancy Pelosi and others, to find out where they've invested, and you're right, they make money off, you know, both sides when into the war. They'll supply both sides. And this military-industrial complex.
You know what gives it away? You know that Kissinger and George Soros are basically on the same side. And when he said Kissinger's over there helping Putin and George Soros is helping the Ukraine guy, the red flag went up right there, you know, because you got these two guys that you know they're on the same corrupt side behind closed doors. And so with one of them helping one country fight against the other country, It just backs up what I thought all the time. Behind closed doors, you know, these guys are using these people to fight each other and further their aims politically and as far as a one world government and money and everything you could think of is helping them, but it's hurting the people.
Well, all right. Kissinger's going to be 99 in May. What is he active?
I understand he still is.
Yeah.
And so.
That's something to be said for that. He's still wreaking havoc, but that's.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, again, you know, everything that's happening nowadays is more and more of a sign. Like what I read earlier about biblical illiteracy, that is another one of the signs of the end times. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And again, so what this is showing us is that we're closer and closer to the Lord's return. And so,
I was looking at a book, an audio book I'm listening to. It's called Three Tigers, One Mountain. It's on like Japan, Korea, and China. And the guy goes back, you know, he goes slightly into the history, and they said, you know, how they blamed the British for the opium stuff. But they said some people in China blamed the Chinese. They said they were stupid and cowards for you know, imbibing in the stuff. And I think that's part of it. It's just stupidity. What you know, people don't have the knowledge or they're just not digesting it. I mean, look at what this vaccine, we know what it is now. I mean, it's not that hard to grasp.
Yeah. Well, Scripture says all of those that hate God love death, and all those nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. And we're out of time, so thank you for calling. And if I don't talk to you before, then have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Hal, you've got 4 minutes to lead us to the throne.
Okay, listen, everything we're talking about tonight, how bad it's getting and how bad it is and everything, that's all going to pass away and mean nothing 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now. But where your soul spends eternity, that's the most important thing that you can think about. And, you know, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. And your church membership cannot get you saved. Your good works can't get you saved because God loves you, but he hates your sins. And God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And so your good works and all that can't wash away one sin. And don't ever think the Pope or any religious leader or anybody else can get you to heaven. Last rites is a big joke and everything else like that, because most of these people doing the last rites aren't even no more saved than the devil themselves. The thing is, only the blood of Christ can wash away your sins. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't care if you're the worst sinner in the world, or you're so nice, you know, you're better than anybody that ever lived. The thing is, you've got sin, and one sin will keep you out of heaven. But when you go to God and say, God, you know, I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on my road to hell. That's what repentance is all about. It's admitting something to God he already knows anyway. That without Jesus in your heart, you're lost and on your road to hell. And you need to be forgiven of your sins and to be able to go to heaven. And Jesus is the only one. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, Jesus hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you call upon him and ask him to come into your heart and save you, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, he says he's going to do it. Now listen, let's do it right now. I'll lead you in a few words at a time in a sinner's prayer, what they call a sinner's prayer. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. So what do you say we pray? Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. Oh, dear God, I confess to you that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. And I believe, Lord Jesus, you died on the cross and shed your blood for me. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins and save my soul. Give me a home in heaven and eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. That's God's promise to you. The moment you sincerely ask Jesus to come into your heart, he came into your heart, and he gave you eternal life, and nobody can ever take it away from you. This is the thing that counts, where your soul's going to spend eternity. The Bible says, what profits a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And George Soros and all these other people that are killing and murdering people to get control and power and all that, they're going to find out the hard way when they stand before God and they get sent to hell. And, you know, everything they gain through craft and wickedness and evil and everything else like that is going to be totally meaningless. It's not going to do them a bit of good. Go ahead, Pastor.
You're absolutely right with everything you just said there. And so there you go, folks. You find out that... God's Word, the Bible, is the absolute perfect Word of God. And all I can tell you is God said it, it'll happen. And so this is it. I mean, it's now or never. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Do what, like Hal said. Till tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it.
Keep.
Fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.